necessary. Any leadership that teaches you to depend upon another race is a leadership that will enslave you.
I have a dream. Satisfied as long as the Negro is the fifth victim of the unspeakable horrors of police brutality.
Who taught you, please? Who taught you to hate the texture of your hair? Who taught you to hate the color of your skin?
Hello, welcome to Young King Truth Tell. This is Kanye Tetsubo.
Eric is a little white boy. Maybe he belongs in his dad's mansion.
Eric's mother wasn't white.
Well, most of the world thought she was. And she looked pretty white to me.
All you need is a drop of black blood and you're black. Isn't that what the white man says?
Today, I'll be talking about interracial relationships, part 3. Now, the reason why I want to cover this again is because of things I've been seeing on Twitter and things I've been seeing on my own Instagram page. Some of those things I've seen on Twitter includes the fetish of black men on the rise again. And When I say fetish, I mean these white women, they're clearly with white men. They're dating or married to white men, but they see black men as sexual objects in their lust for dark skin. One such video details how this white woman is so infatuated with black men that she dreams of bumping into a black man and eventually him marrying her. But then she wakes up from that dream to be with a white man. Another saying that, how am I going to pass on these ugly traits of having no lips, no butt? And then her husband supposedly steps into the picture and is a black man. It's nothing but a fetishization of blackness. They do not love black men. They love the idea of black men. Another video is of a white girl saying that her family does not like black men. But then the black guy shows up in the video. Another video is of these different culture of women, including white women, white woman. And they showing off black men as if they are some type of animal. And the black men in all these videos are, of course, smiling, happy. But wait, there's more. One person in particular who retweeted some of these videos is a black woman who I guess she's trying to say she's making a joke out of it, but it's hard to believe that it's a joke, because honestly, if you happen to say it one time, okay, two times maybe, but three to four times. And basically her joke is that she hates these black men who are making themselves out to be fools and making themselves out to be a fetish in the eyes of all these white women and non-black women. But she then goes on Twitter saying that she's going to get a white guy next year and how she is going to give it up to her white zaddy or some type of weird fetish of white men, talking about how he possibly has a bigger penis than a black man, that he could get it, stuff like that. So it was like, you see that, and then you have a bunch of other black women who are agreeing with this black woman. And it's like, how can you be a hypocrite and mad at those black men when you're practically doing the same thing, except you're doing it for a white man? It's like, you can't have your cake and eat it too. You can't be mad and then at white women for fetishizing these Negroes, and you can't, and you just have no rights at that point. on both ends, I say both of y'all are wrong. Because no matter how you look at it, you're fetishizing them. And those white women and non-black women are doing the same to these black men. And this leads to Instagram, where I posted something about not dating interracial and promoting and supporting black love only. And then you have, obviously, a white woman come on there trying to say, oh, you should not judge based off of one's skin color. Love is love. And it seems like that's their favorite line for when black people say that we should love our own and support our own and be with our own. They seem to love that line, that they see no color, as if those of us who really don't support that, don't understand the system and understand history and seeing history for what it really is and know our history. Because you just can't, if you try that with someone like me, we will just shut you down entirely and just tell you to get out of our face. Because we know you have white women who told black men if they don't have sex with them or so, that they'll say that he actually raped her when he really didn't, and that'll lead to his death. And we know white men actually have raped black women and forced himself on her and impregnated her and told her that she's gonna have his babies. And that child, the product of that child on both ends usually ended up as the house slave. And he's gonna obviously get partially treated better just because of that little whiteness in him. Granted, he's not treated any different than the field slaves or the slaves who are naturally light skinned and black, but he will get a little better treatment. And it's hard to really say better treatment, but that's how you have to look at it, because he's not completely black and he's not white. And this is where I don't believe in the whole one drop rule. And my thing is, I knew mixed people, and all of them, especially the males, they have this beef with black women that is very much not understandable at all. They seem to have this idea that black women are the devil. One in particular who lives in New Jersey, his whole story that he would try to like get people to laugh at is the fact that he said that black women are crazy. When I dated this black woman one time, I broke up with her. She invited me over to her house, I guess, as a one last goodbye. I go sit down at the table. She tells me to go sit down at the table, and I do it. Next thing you know, she comes back in the dining room with a knife, and I run, I haul ass out of there. Black women are crazy. I never dated a black woman. Here's the gimmick. You're listening? He chooses to date a half black woman and have a child with her. See how their mindset is? They are bipolar. They have two minds. And thus, why we should not support that one drop rule, which is a racist rule that white people came up with. Do not accept white people and do not accept mixed people. Yes, you have your mixed people like Colin Kaepernick, Jermaine Cole, aka J. Cole, Tia and Tamera. Yeah, you have those kinds. And you also have to look at their actions, because their actions say a lot. I mean, look at Jesse. He went from dating a black woman, dumping her, to get with a white woman. J. Cole, he hasn't yet done anything out of the ordinary, because he is currently with a black woman. And in his music, he does admit to hating his stepfather, who so happens to be white, but at the same time, he loves his mama. You know, he can't just betray his mama. He just can't love his black side more. He's also got to love that white side, because that's his mama. With Colin Kaepernick, that one, many people will say that he's just light-skinned and was raised by a white woman. Some say that he is mixed, biracial. So with him and the whole taking the knee, his actions say one thing, but his background is what's the most suspicious about it. Because we don't need another Rachel Dolezal type of situation on our hand, where we're fooled into believing that this person is black when they're really not. Sean King is another example of a black fisher. And I do believe that Sean King is 100% a white man. I don't care what he said, that his mother cheated or anything. I believe 100% he's a white man pretending to be black. Because when you see him talk about so many different black issues, there are some that are more important, I would say. And in situations that these black people need help. Some people, even under my post, have tagged him in one such particular situation a few months back. And he never replied back to these people at all. Doesn't even seem like he even cared. Because a black woman was thrown out of the hospital half naked after just giving birth with her husband. Anyone who's been following my page a while now should know about that situation. And people tag Sean King up and down, from Instagram to Twitter to Facebook. And not on one platform did he reply, and I pay attention to things like that. He has no interest in helping black people, and you know why? It's because he isn't black. He talks the talk, but he does not walk the walk. Don't call yourself an activist if you're not ready to do activist work. But I also just thought about something. I'm pretty sure many people have by now either seen or heard of the film called A Rabbit's Proof Fence. It was done in Australia, and it talks about how the British went in there and bred the blackness out of the aboriginals. And yes, I said the term bred the blackness out. And it can be done, and this is why interracial relationships are the most dangerous things to black people. Step one, that first generation after birth, whether it be a black man with a white woman, or a white woman or a black woman with a white man, that child that comes out, he is known as a mulatto. Next would be quadroon, and lastly, octoroon. It's when your octoroon is where you do not look black at all. That's where they bred the blackness out of you entirely, and that takes three generations. So it's like this. Your mulatto, your mixed person, they go with a white person after that. The child then comes out looking even whiter, less black, and then that child, their product, goes for a white person again. And there you go. Blackness bred out. And this is why they've been pushing this whole interracial relationships agenda even harder these days. You see it not only in commercials on TV, but you actually see it in movies too. Recently, when the Sonic film came out, they did not advertise or promote the film as just a family film, but the lead character, he's married to a black woman. And they promote this interracial relationship right under our noses. We're sitting up there thinking this is all entertainment. We're laughing, we're giggling. But at the same time, they're showing you this white man as a savior, where he dates this black woman. He's the sheriff of this town. She is a veterinarian. And he saves the day. Oh, and she loves him. They tie up her sister at one part of the film just because her sister was too supposedly loud. We're going to quote, air quote. She is too outspoken. And she is for her sister getting divorced from this white man. So she's pretty much played off as a joke in the film. But that's to be expected. I am honestly not surprised by that, but I'm pretty sure not many people picked up on that or even seen the film yet. So if you haven't seen the film, there you go. Even with Disney Plus and the latest Lady and the Tramp film, they promote an interracial relationship. Because I'm pretty sure many of us who grew up in the 90s, we remember seeing Lady and the Tramp. We remember it was in the cartoon, a white man, white woman, white baby. But since Disney Plus and the streaming service wars, they are remaking their cult classic films, such as Lady and Tramp, with a few changes. And that one change was the Lady and the Lady and the Tramp. The white man is married to a black woman in New Orleans, in a time period where this black woman will have been hanged. And yet, they are all happy for her. They're congratulating her and him for having this baby and getting married. And in my mind, I'm like, the time period that it's happening in, the baby, it was the most unrealistic thing ever. And we're watching these films and we're just giggling, laughing, having this cold brew of nostalgia wash all over us without actually thinking, okay, this is odd, especially the fact that it's the time frame that it happens in. So I did a quick Google search. It says the original Lady and Tramp also takes place in the 1900s. 1909 is the setting of this in Missouri. That alone says something is not right, especially when you look at the live action version of this film and you think the 1900s, 1909, Missouri. If we Google that time frame, I am pretty sure you're not going to see a happy photo of a white man and a black woman, especially with a child. We could talk about this all day and the propaganda that they are putting out there in the world that you should be happy with white people, that they did no wrong. See, we are the saviors. But I digress. Me, I cannot see myself falling for this propaganda and date outside of my race or ethnicity. And when I say ethnicity, I mean Hispanic or Asian or any of that. Because a lot of those are not actual races. They're ethnicities. And the only way I could really see myself being with someone is if you fall in one category, and that's being black. Me, personally, I love black women. That's it. And you'll never see me with someone who isn't black. So a person could call me racist and say I'm preaching hate speech or whatever, but that really does not matter to me. One's opinion of who I like, who I love, and who I will always cherish, protect, and honor with my entire existence does not matter what their opinions are of me. And that even goes down to the friendships that I make. Because whether I date a black woman or befriend a black woman, I will always choose her. And it doesn't, like, body size for me doesn't matter. Even though I do prefer to date plus size women, I would date a flat woman, skinny woman, black, over any white woman. But that's just my dating preference. Again, I digress, because this idea that you need to be with someone white mentality has truly become rampant these days, especially with social media and everyone being in quarantine. You're now seeing these videos where these black men and women are out here looking like a fetish, or fetishizing white people, and it's absolutely disgusting that we have black people like that still in this day and age, after all white people have done to us. It's as if you're just forgetting who the true terrorists of this country is. It's like you're forgetting who they are, and forgiving and forgetting. And that is something that we cannot have. And I'm pretty, and this is one of the last film I like to bring into play and call into play. If anyone has seen that god awful, it hurts my chest, hurts my stomach just to think about it. Tales from the Hood 2. Makes me sick. This is a real reaction, yes. The beginning story of Tales from the Hood, with the white girl talking about she has a black friend and dates black guys, and then have the gollywog. I'm pretty sure not many people know what a gollywog is, but it's a racial stereotype, typical doll of a black man with big lips, dark skin, and this doll goes and have sex with this white woman and impregnates her, and then she burst open at the end of the whole thing with a bunch of gollywog dolls. And the last story, dealing with Emmett Till and this black man's so-called rights to be able to date a white woman and have a baby with her. Oh god, that's giving me a headache just remembering that. But don't watch that film. That's you will regret it in every bit. Again, last time, I digress. So I'm gonna just say this and leave it on this note. Propaganda is real. Interracial relationships will not solve black people's problems. And do not go on pro-black pages, pan-African pages, talking about love is love and to love everyone. If they said what they said about dating and marrying only black, then leave that alone. Do not try to force your views of loving the world upon them. Because if you try to do that with me, I will let you know how I feel. And I will not hold back. Thank you for listening to this week's episode of The Uncanny Truth Teller with Kanye Titsubo. If you like more, please subscribe to our YouTube channel, as well follow us on Anchor at The Uncanny Truth Teller. You can also find us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. And with that being said, thank you for listening. Goodbye.
Whatever the white man says ain't never meant nothing to me.